It's time for Citizen L. Citizen L. Citizen L.
Your daily dose of news from the Liberty Side of Life. Bringing you
all the injustices that are our daily lives.
Enlightening you to achieve liberty in our lifetime. Here's your host, the one, the only, the infamous, Citizen L.
Citizen L.
Citizen L.
Citizen L.
Citizen L.
Deeper self. Yes, I'm much deeper now. I'm deeper than before.
Alright, Sage, I'm on Ringo. It's a brilliant. I've got the skinny bop and diddy bop and woodly bop and boo. You put that with the woodly bop and thing and all that, and it's a good lock and boo. And before you know, you've got diddy bop and diddy bop and zippity bop and boo. Zippity bop and diddy bop and skinny bop and boo.
Welcome to Ziggy's Pop, October 19th, 2009.
Squirrel coming at you again, folks. I got a song today about a topic that's, well, a little controversial.
What's that, Burl?
Now, there's been a lot of talk about gay marriage in the world lately, and I just want to say that it's okay. However, there's another topic that's on my mind. What about gay animals? Is there a song about them?
Well, I don't know.
Well, I got a song, not just for any gay animal, but for my gay animal. That's right, my dog. And this one goes out to my carpet-munching puppy. Here we go!
I know his dog was gay.
Oh, yeah, total dyke.
Let's go, dog. Open up my knee. Let's go, dog. Let's lick with your peas. Let's go, dog. She's a son of a bitch. She don't have balls, but they itch. Let's go, dog. Open up my knee. Let's go, dog. Let's lick with your peas. Let's go, dog. Strap it on like a man and bang your bitch in the can.
Huh. I don't know. I just feel like something's missing.
What's missing, Burl? What could it be?
Something that reminds me of that lesbian dog aroma.
What, like a tuna melt? Oh, I like that.
Oh, wait, I know its mission.
Lesbo dog. Lesbo dog.
I need the Burl Squirrel back up faster.
Hello?
Well, jump on us, me fellas.
Alright. Burl Squirrel.
Wait. There's just that's one more piece missing this fandango puzzle.
What the? Puzzle.
I know. Glockenspiel.
Glockenspiel?
Yeah. Lesbo dog. Open up my knee.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
Hey man, smell my finger.
Oh, Burl, that's sick.
Yeah,
what? Well,
oh, that's Necco wafers, the candy that nobody likes.
And this one goes out to my brother and all the other zombie lovers of the world. There are zombies on my lawn again. By the Volume Brothers.
I was just about to mow the lawn. Then I saw them shuffling about, moving slowly, looking all forlorn. Now how am I gonna feed the tomatoes? I can't even get to the shed. I need to go out and do some weeding, but my garden is teeming with the living dead. Is there a zombie on my lawn again? I remember the last time this happened, and it was not convenient at all. The army said that they'd come, but they never, and I had to take care of them all. It was a very, very messy business that ruined the perfectly good set of clothes. Got blood stains all over the carpet, and I still haven't got rid of those. Now the zombies on my lawn again. Now here they come swaying towards me, looking at me in a funny way. What is it I've done to annoy them? They just groan, they won't.
Zombies on My Lawn, in honor of my brother and all the other zombie lovers out there.
People Radio Theater presents Homes in 30 Seconds. This episode, Hound of the Baskervilles. And go.
Oh, my dear Holmes, stop shooting up for a moment.
Never. Baby needs his candy.
Yeah, very well. There are reports of a devil hound on the moors of Morrishire or Devonmore or some such English place.
Quick, to the Holmesmobile. The game's afoot.
There is no Holmesmobile, is there?
I did say afoot.
Good God, what was that?
Clearly, the howl of a dog trained to wreak havoc on the locals in a complex inheritance plot of some kind. Oh, God, Watson, what are we standing in?
Oh, we're trapped in this quicksand. Well, Holmes, this case has gone to the dogs.
Don't make me hit you with this violin.
Very well, then. Play us out, won't you?
Righto.
Time.
Another great clip brought to you by The Awful Show.
The following is an unpaid advertisement for the Oh My Bod vibrator. While this segment is intended as a parody, Oh My Bod is an actual product. For more details, visit www.ohmybod.com. Opinions expressed here may not reflect those of the manufacturer.
It's time for America's number one consumer-focused infotainment show, Amazing Discoveries, bringing you products that make you say, what the fuck were they smoking when they came up with that? And now, here's your host, Nigel Fishwanker.
Thank you, everyone, and welcome to the show. Today on Amazing Discoveries is a product that's long overdue. How many times have you ladies been at home listening to your iPod thinking, this is so boring, it would really be great if I could feel the music? Well, ladies, your prayers have been answered, because the tots who work behind the scenes here on Amazing Discoveries have been asking that very same question. They have gone out and researched and scoured the internet looking for something to help satisfy their physical needs in addition to their musical desires. Allow me to present to you the Oh My Bod. The Oh My Bod vibrator is a whole new way to enjoy your iPod and any other music player. Oh My Bod combines music and pleasure to create the ultimate accessory to your iPod. Simply plug the Oh My Bod into your iPod or any other music player, and it automatically vibrates to the rhythm and intensity of the music. The combination of listening and feeling the music quickly transports you to a place where music, mind, and body come together to create an unbeatable sexual experience. Young or old, single or partnered, people from all walks of life can now experience an amazing new way to connect and share the pleasures of orgasmic play. Now to show you this amazing innovation of masturbation is our own production director, Suzanne. Suzanne here has plugged her Oh My Bod into her iPod and is going to be listening to Little John. And the beautiful part of this miraculous device is that you don't need to play music that has a lot of bass to it. It works with any type of music. Techno, hip-hop, country, rock, soul, pop, doesn't matter. If you can hear it, you can feel it. And as incredible as it sounds, it doesn't even need to be music playing. It can be a voice recording and have the same effect. Imagine listening to a voice recording of Gilbert Gottfried. It would be enough to make you want to pull your own fucking head off. But if you happen to be listening to him using the Oh My Bod, it would become a very sensual and seductive experience. You could be going into work tomorrow telling everybody that Gilbert Gottfried had given you multiple orgasms. That's right. And you know, this little product isn't just for women. It can be enjoyed just as much by gay men. Come on, gents. Wouldn't you love to have a pulsating wand in your dirt box whenever you're listening to the Pet Shop Boys at Depeche Mode? I know you've all thought of it. And now you can. The wait is over. Now then, while we're not able to sell you this item through Amazing Discoveries, as we are having a few difficulties with the IRS right now, you can purchase this item by going to www.omibod.com. That's O-H-M-I-B-O-D.com. There you can purchase the Oh My Bod and an abundance of accessories such as the iPod mini garter, the hot pink soft skin sleeve, as well as lubricants, batteries, specially designed cleaners, they have it all. Stop just listening to your music. Tune in and turn on. Thank you for joining us here again on Amazing Discoveries. I will see you all again real soon. Thank you. Good night.
For more, visit theawfulshow.com.
And now, for the first artist of today, it is my great pleasure to present Troubadour with Black Crow.
You
Very nice. Black Crow comes to us out of Tennessee. A hard-driven, drum-based band with nice melodic vocals. Come to us out of Nashville, and influences include Metallica, Nirvana, Alice in Chains, AC/DC, and Black Sabbath. I like them. Website is troubadour.tv. TRUBADOR.TV. Check them out. If you like them, buy an album, buy a track. Let them know you heard them here on Ziggy Pop's Liberty Jams / Liberty Rocks.
The boss isn't always right, but he's always boss, you dig? That's just the fucking way it is.
That's just the fucking way it is.
You know the golden rule, who has the gold rules and tough shit. That's just the fucking way that it is.
That's just the fucking way it is.
You talk about democracy and the rights of that common man, but my name's up on that marquee, so I'm the king, that showbiz man, and my name is on your paycheck too. So if I wanna pitch a fit, that's just the fucking way that it is. That's just the fucking way that it is.
That's just the fucking way it is.
And fuck you too.
Who would Jesus bomb? Who would Jesus bomb? Would he blow Iraq and Iran? All the kingdom come? Would he strut around on
on ships after blasting kids' bits. Tell me who would Jesus bomb? Now, who would Jesus hate?
Oh, no.
Who would Jesus hate?
Oh, no.
Would he put down all the liberals before passing the plate? Would he sound the immigrant call and build a great big wall? Tell me who would Jesus hate? Would he brand the axe as evil, subvert democracy, and divide a united nation from sea to one shining sea? Oh, who would Jesus cut? Whose health care would Jesus cut? Would he say, go save yourself, cause we're in a money rut? Would he dump seniors on skid row, kick poor kids in the butt? Tell me, whose health care would Jesus cut? Uptight church in his Sunday best.
Oh, yeah.
Wear a crystal cross and hide behind a bishop vest. Tell me, how would Jesus dress?
How would he dress?
Would he ignore global warming, carry an abortion sign, and vote for those who screw the sick and poor every single time?
He was without a dime.
Who would Jesus kill?
Who would Jesus kill?
Who would Jesus kill? Would he choose 12 neocons to grease the big old drill? Would he wage preemptive war, make his grandkids foot the bill? Tell me, who would Jesus kill? Yeah, who would Jesus bomb? Who would Jesus bomb? Would he start World War III and blame it on Iran? Would he say, peace on earth? About what's true, will he toss him down a black hole and say, too bad for you? Tell me, what will Jesus do? Tell me, what will Jesus do?
Another great clip brought to you by The Awful Show.
Honey, I'm home.
Hey, Earl, you might want to keep your distance. I got the pussy farts again.
Oh, come on. How bad can it be? Holy whale vagina. That's horrible.
Sorry, Earl.
Ladies, has this ever happened to you? Have your vaginal farts ever warranted an environmental emergency warning? Do they turn all your underwear into crotchless? Then you should try Nature's Goodness Vaginal Wash from the makers of Massengill, a name women can trust. Nature's Goodness combines natural ingredients that wash away stagnant secretions and seminal residue and leave behind a light, natural scent that isn't overwhelming.
Oh, Christ, Carol, not again. That smells like regular pussy.
Well, I guess I must be washing better or something.
Nature's Goodness Vaginal Wash is available at finer grocery stores, pharmacies, and interstate motel vending machines. Nature's Goodness, it's the queef blocker. Only your gynecologist knows for sure.
I will wrap this up and leave you with True Marguerite or The Juggler's Progress with 500 Years.
What did these appliances?
Historical double entendres presents Thomas Jefferson.
We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal and endowed by their creator with... Damn, pen ran out again. Where did I put that inkwell? Sally Hemmings, can you show me a convenient place to dip my pen?
True Margaret comes out of California, United States. Influences include Joe Jackson, Suzanne Vega, Pete Townsend, and Chocolate. True Margaret is got front woman Margaret Etchler, Etchlers. Sorry if I screw that up, Margaret. Etchlers. Humanable, slightly surreal, uncategorizable tunes. Husky Sweet Alto. Her adventuresome piano and a secret weapon, the muscular Turn on a Dime rhythm section of Gary Hobisch. On bass, and Andrew Bacon on drums. Featured on many podcasts and now here on Ziggy's Pop. Check out True Margaret. Margaret, M-A-R-G-R-I-T. True Margaret, M-A-R-G-R-I-T.com. Buy a track, buy an album, let her know you heard her here on... them here on Ziggy's Pop. I want to thanks for tuning in. I'll leave you with another comedy skit or two, and I'm out of here. Live long, live free, and prosper. In Citizen L, thanks for tuning in. October 19th, 2009. Ooh, ah, cha-cha.
Don't be a dumbass. try to show some class, or better yet, some dignity and some self-respect. That's all I'd ask, don't be a dumbass. Some are just beginners yet to master their art, and there's some folks out there who were born for the part. They're all around, it's plain to see. Another dumbass is the last thing we need, so do me a favor, won't you give it a try? And don't act like one for once in your life. Yeah, that's all I'd ask, don't be a dumbass. Yet to master their art, and there's some folks out there who were born for the part. They're all around, it's plain to see. Another dumbass is the last thing we need, so do me a favor, won't you give it a try? And don't act like one for once in your life. Yeah, that's all I'd ask, don't be a dumbass. Hear what I'm saying, don't be a dumbass. You know I mean it now. Don't be a dumbass. Dumbass.
Well, it's hard to move on down the road. We can't afford the gas. And to stay alive with the governor's boots stuck way up your ass. At the rising cost of getting by, we cry out in dismay. And while we die from health cuts, all Tennessee can do is pray.
When it comes to health care, all we can do is pray.
And they're trying to raise taxes where it hurts the most to pay. If you don't believe in miracles, you better start today. 'Cause when it comes to health care, all we can do is pray. Life here in the volunteer state used to be mighty good. Working just 40 hours, there was plenty for rent and food. But right to life succumbed to no medicine, medicine. Now we're all wondering where's Bill Frist when we need him. In Florida's right to life twist to save a dead woman's life, Bill sliced and diced the Supreme Court with his surgeon's knife. But while folks die in his own state, Frist looks the other way. And with healthcare comatose, all Tennessee can do is pray.
When it comes to healthcare, all we can do is pray. They're trying to raise taxes where it hurts the most to pay. If you don't believe in miracles, you better start today. 'Cause when it comes to healthcare,
now if you're down on your luck, better find a four-leaf clover. 'Cause even though our backs are broken, they keep asking us to bend over. Yeah, when it comes to healthcare, Americans better pray. Congress keeps on screwing us even without time delay. They're trying to gut state aid and take Medicare away. Yeah, when it comes to healthcare, all we can do is pray. And we'll likely all be dead before Bill Frist saves the day. Yeah, when it comes to healthcare, all we can do is pray.
That's all, folks.